Page 143. F. The Stunt Woman. Amanda Foster has had an extraordinary career as a stunt performer. We met her in London. Amanda, you have an extraordinary profession. How and when did you get into the stunt business?
I have worked in the film industry for about 26 years now. I started as an actress working in theatre and spent 10 years doing extra work and walk-on parts. I worked on over 300 film and TV productions as an extra and a further 80-plus films and TV productions as a stunt performer. Whilst I was working on a film called Patriot Games with Harrison Ford, I found out that there were no black stunt women in the UK and that a black stuntman had to double for Grace Jones on the James Bond film View to a Kill. So I decided to start to train for the stunt register. I continued working as an extra to raise the money for my stunt training. I used to be a PE teacher, and I was also proficient in martial arts, but I needed 6 disciplines to join the register. I went on to train and acquired my hang gliding license and jockey racing license. I did gymnastics and trampolining, and fencing in all 3 weapons, foil, saber, and épée, in addition to broadsword and quarterstaff. I did my HGV lorry license, my motorbike racing license, and various other skills that you learn along the way. It took me 6 years to train because I was a single mum of 3 and I had to raise the children financially and physically alone, as well as do my training. But I did it, and I joined the UK Stunt Register in 1997. It's exciting and I enjoy what I do. I also enjoy the apprehension. There's an element of fear when you do things, and I think it's a healthy fear. The moment you lose that fear and become complacent, you may hurt yourself. There are various roles as a stunt performer. You can be a utility stunt person, which means that you are an action character in an action sequence. Or you can be a double for the main actor or actress character, where you do all the stunts for them, dressed as them, which is what I did on the James Bond movie Die Another Day with Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry. I doubled Halle Berry. In that film, I did all the action sequences as Halle's character Jinx, like fighting with weapons, smashing through the car windscreen, jumping, running, hanging, falling, sliding, drowning, and abseiling. I actually won an award in Hollywood for that film, along with 2 other girls, for a fight scene on a plane. That was really good fun.
What kind of stunts do you find most challenging?
I don't know, really. They're all challenging. It depends. Take, for example, when I doubled Naomi Harris on a film by the Wachowski brothers, who directed the Matrix films. This particular film was called Ninja Assassin and was filmed in Berlin. I received an email from the stunt coordinator saying, "I've heard good things about you. Can you slide and drift a car?" I said, "Yeah." And they asked for some video footage. I contacted a racing driver friend of mine who sent me to Silverstone Racecourse. He put me in a car. I drove it around a bit, doing various tricks to show my ability. I edited the video footage and sent it to America. They got back and they were like, "Yeah, man, you rock." I was flown out to Berlin to rehearse. But you know, I was so excited about the job that I forgot one very important element. I forgot that obviously it's Berlin and everything is left-hand drive. When I arrived on set, they gave me this old broken-down car and wanted to see what I could do with it. I thought, "Oh my God, everything is backwards." But I adapted quickly. You have to. You want to prove that you can do the job. Once I was approved, I was given 2 brand new Volkswagen cars that were adapted to my specifications. There was one particular scene, which happened to be the last shot that night, where I had to kill the bad ninja on a busy roundabout. The bad ninja is about to chop off the head of the good ninja. My action sequence involved driving rapidly through the traffic and making a J-turn to slap the ninja out of the way with the rear end of the car. It was a night shoot and the last shoot of the night. The daylight was coming in and I only had one shot at it. Sometimes you get a couple of goes depending on time, budget, camera angles and whether the director is satisfied with the shot. But this time, I only had one shot and I had to get it right. That moment was a bit of a challenge. Happily, it was perfection and I was so happy. You know, you get put on the spot and all eyes are on you when you're doing your work and you don't want to make a mistake for health reasons, but also your reputation is at stake. You want to give your best performance every time you go out there and work. I strive to do that and possibly go above and beyond what they expect from you. It pays off a lot of the time, and as long as you're not going home in an ambulance and you've got the shot in the can, it's been a good day.
Are there many injuries?
Oh yeah, there are injuries. I mean, you're a stunt person and you're crashing, falling, burning and thrown around, and it's part of your job to take the knocks. Of course we get hurt. We're only human. You fall down a flight of stairs and there's no way of pretending you're falling down those stairs. You have to do it. You have to hit the floor. I've had stair falls where the stairs were concrete. It's part of the job. So, yes, there are injuries. But obviously you want to keep them to a minimum. It also depends on what costume you're wearing. The men come out better. They're usually fully clothed and can hide more body parts. The girls often wear a tiny little costume and can only use minimal padding, meaning you have to take the brunt of the knock.
What is the coolest film you have worked on lately?
Working on World War Z with Brad Pitt was great fun. The makeup and prosthetics were insane. It took hours every morning to apply the makeup. We had false teeth made and veins and wounds painted on our faces. For my scene with Brad Pitt, I had to dive on top of him and he stabs me with a bayonet, which, of course, because I'm a zombie, couldn't kill me. I had a blood bag full of black treacle attached to a tube that ran up my back and taped behind my ear. As I jumped on top of him and tried to violently bite his face, the black blood splattered all over his face and dripped into his mouth. It took a few days to shoot the sequence, which was shot on set in the studio.
Do you have any favourites among the films you have worked on?
I have many, but Harry Potter was a fantastic series. I'm lucky enough to have worked on 5 of the productions. Harry Potter and the Goblets of Fire, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. It was fantastic. It was so much fun, and the crew were brilliant. Daniel Radcliffe was wonderful to work with. He was always full of energy and was always smiling. The series ran over 10 years, so people became very close, like a family. I'm very grateful to have been involved in these films. They are really part of history. There were so many things we did on the Harry Potter films. We could spend days being catapulted 20 foot up into the air and 15 foot backwards, as if someone had hit you with a spell from a wand. But a lot of the things that we practiced and put together were not necessarily used in the production.
What kind of device did they use to catapult the stunt people into the air?
We used an air ram, which is a pneumatic device that catapults a stunt performer through the air. To simulate the effects of an explosion, the performer steps on a large pedal and using hydraulics and compressed air, the pedal is released, sending the performer hurtling through the air. They use air rams a lot in war films, and in this case, for when the actors were hit by a wizard spell. Talking about spells, on the Potter series we had about 300 wands made. Each one of these wands was totally individual. They were beautifully hand-carved, and each one was numbered. Each day we had a wand allocated to us. It would be our wand for the sequence, and we had to sign it out in the morning and sign it in the evening. We had to make up certain spells that could be used with these wands. And we made up these little moves and called them various funny names. And the stunt people and the extras had to learn ways of flicking the wand a certain way for a certain spell. That was such good fun. But of course, it was hard work. In the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2, we had this huge battle scene that went on for weeks. It was freezing cold and we were out in the middle of the night. It was madness, absolute wonderful madness, and looked absolutely superb. There are so many little bits and pieces that go into making a film. The props guys, the art directors, the guys who created the beautiful masks and set dresses, and all the other people who bring the stories to life, they are so important. There's attention to every single bit of detail. So much goes into it for 10 seconds of viewing time. Everyone's job counts because every contribution makes up the whole picture. It's been a pleasure to work with such a wealth of talent. It's a wonderful industry to be in, the industry of make-believe.